On buying into Dream SMP characters' own narratives, a meta-dialogue between Winters R. Child and Limelocked on Tumblr, read by Fens and Marshes. Winters R. Child said, "I feel like Tommy's character is so interesting when people stop buying into his narrative. Content creator Tommy plays him very much according to protagonist conventions, which is a really clever move, to be honest, for various reasons. But Dream SMP being a roleplay story rather than a traditional narrative means the usual narrative conventions content creator Tommy is using don't actually apply to the Dream SMP world. This makes character Tommy such a unique deconstruction of the whole protagonist archetype in a bunch of ways. But character Tommy, when taken at face value, is just a cliché protagonist. That's the reason why he's so compelling for so many people, because he's based on tried and true storytelling tricks which have proven themselves over centuries. It's just weird to me how people are so eager to argue for the more boring version, when it's all the messy grey morality and Tommy not actually being the protagonist which makes him so interesting." Limelocked answered, "Yes! Tommy is the main character protagonist yada yada is tired as hell. Tommy is honestly a self-centered jerk who honestly believes the world revolves around him and his one best friend fighting against the one big bad, and that there's no world outside that narrative, is just... we love it. Extremely interesting, and I'd honestly love to analyze Tommy using this framework, but I'll be quite honest, my dudes, I am more scared of posting that than I am of posting dream positive posts in the main tag." Winters R. Child said, "Yo, there's so much good stuff to analyze about Dream SMP as a whole using this framework. There's how he seems to expect to have a protagonist halo which will make him successful, but encounters on the Dream SMP seem to be decided by actual skill, with persuasion, tactics, politics, etc. There's the hilarious disconnect between his narratives and other people's narratives. There's how his protagonist-centered morality affects characters when they're people in and of themselves, Jack, Nikki, Tubbo, and more. A compare and contrast with Wilbur could be amazing, because he uses a similar framework, only much more deliberately, even going so far as to weaponize it against others, and, in the end, against himself. There's how Tommy works hard to read everything which happens to him through narrative convention's lens, which creates an interesting bias a lot of people believe because they also expect Dream SMT to run on narrative conventions. There's so much to write about this." Limelocked said, "Bro, you're gonna make me want to write a whole analysis on this, and how, like, Wilbur did not help, yeah, with that mindset for Tommy, because Wilbur was very aware of basically the propaganda he spread about Lemanberg to make it seem like the underdog, when in reality they were more like a conquest than a revolution, and that's a good point, actually, about him buying into his own faulty narrative." Winters R. Child said, "Do it, bro, write that analysis. I would do it myself if I could ever get my thoughts in order, lol. Wilbur buying into his own narrative of being a righteous revolutionary leader is the basis of his spiral, in my opinion. That's why Schlatt's speech about democracy was what gave him a reality check, and not any of his other shady actions. Because Schlatt was lawfully elected by the rules Wilbur himself established. He couldn't say Schlatt's presidency is unjust, because then he would call himself unjust. He couldn't act against Schlatt without moral justification, because then he wouldn't live up to the righteous part of the narrative. He couldn't do nothing, because then he wouldn't live up to the revolutionary leader part of the narrative. No matter what he did, he had no way to win by the framework he set for himself. So instead, he decided to not live at all and make sure everyone else lost the game alongside him. If Wilbur couldn't have Lemanberg, no one else could, after all. And yeah, Tommy and his non-existent protagonist halo is the funniest shit ever, LMAO." Limelocked replied, "Honestly, using that framework for Wilbur makes a lot of sense, not only for himself and Tommy, but also Dream. The way that Wilbur talks for Dream when they're dealing over the TNT and dictates the narrative. It's not intentional manipulation, but it's an attempt to gain control over this new reality that Wilbur has been forced to find himself in, where there's no right option for him to take other than to accept and turn to evil. Leave the hero narrative, and within the same worldview of narrative convention, place yourself in the opposition, in the wrong. At least that's still confirming the world that's been constructed. Dream is talked over and talked for, and especially he is convinced by Wilbur that nothing can be done for Lemanberg other than to destroy it, no matter how much Dream is on Pogtopia's side. Wilbur wants to enter this evil side of his constructed world while not having to worry about the fact that Dream is more grey than said worldview has painted him to be. Let's torture a metaphor. C. Wilbur is a writer who just lost control of his story, and he is desperately grabbing for any type of control so that he won't be powerless in the shifting tides. Winters Our Child said, "Character Wilbur being a writer who lost control of his own story is a perfect way to describe it. After all, he won independence by writing his own narrative of the situation and weaponizing it. Events lined up in such a way as to seemingly prove his narrative right. But of course, Character Wilbur isn't the writer, and Dream SMP doesn't run on narrative conventions, so reality eventually slapped him down, and he was left trying to reconcile what was happening with his flawed framework. The only way he could preserve his framework and the sense that he had control over his own narrative was by adopting the role of the villain, like you said. Wilbur definitely influenced Tommy in a lot of ways, and adopting the same framework, if in a less self-aware way, is definitely one of them. However, I disagree with it fitting Dream. Wilbur definitely tried to shove him into that role, for sure, but he never had the best understanding of Dream's motives. Lamamba getting blown up was a great outcome for Dream. Both Pogtopia and Manberg were rival factions to his own, but Schlatt's ambitions made him more dangerous, so getting rid of him took priority, which is why he supported Pogtopia. I paraphrased a bit, but he actually says this. Blowing up Lamamberg weakens both factions, which is a much better outcome for him than Pogtopia crushing Manberg. It didn't matter much which motives Wilbur wanted to assign Dream, so long as they had a common goal, and arguing about it would create unnecessary conflict. So he lets Wilbur believe whatever he wants to believe about his goal being chaos, all the while he continues playing for his own team the same way he always did. I think that, more than anything, Dream abuses narrative conventions and the fact that other people interpret events through them, but he himself doesn't use the same framework. His actions tend to be much too practical and strategic for him to think the Dream SMP runs on narrative conventions. Linelocked said, "I'm going to actually disagree, because the thing you mentioned about it being beneficial for Dream that Pogtopia and Lamamberg eradicate each other, that's Wilbur's reasoning. Dream denies that and actively wants to help Wilbur get back to being the president, because the only thing that made Dream dislike Lamamberg conceptually was the fact that they made it exclusive to Europeans. Wilbur had to convince Dream that he would be as bad as Schlatt for Dream to actually accept and supply the TNT. Dream wanted Lamamberg to be something that was presented to him as just Manberg too. Wilbur convinced Dream that he was the villain, and then after the election, he convinced Dream that he, the former hero, was a villain as well. Dream said very few things during that talk about the TNT, because Wilbur spoke over and for him, and Dream internalized that narrative just like Tommy did. But where Tommy was turned to the protagonist syndrome, Dream just accepted that he was to be the villain, forever and always, in this story that Wilbur left." Tags include, "Dream's spiral is very connected to Wilbur's, and not only will I die on that hill, but when I am buried on it under an oak tree, I will rise from my grave on it as well." Thank you for listening. I just really like this meta.